Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
One of the issues certainly that I'm concerned about, and many people are as well, is the notion or the concept around vaccine hesitancy, the slow vaccine rollout in South Africa, the stop and start around AstraZeneca, the same thing with Johnson & Johnson, all leads to a concern that maybe South Africans are going to be vaccine hesitant. We're also hearing about appointments that are not being honored. Dawood Rafa Lalani, who is the youth coordinator at the Ahmed Kathrada Foundation, is concerned as well around this issue. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning to you, Howard, and your listeners. I'm well, thank you.
So we've certainly seen this even with some of the older members of our population, where the registration was perhaps a little bit slower. People aren't necessarily going to appointments or making use of facilities. How do we change that?
Well, I think it is exactly what we are doing at the foundation, because we realize that this rollout is taking time and it's so slow, and they've been mentioning that all the time, the Department of Health. So we thought that maybe as citizens of this country, we should do our part and help and try to register the elderly people who are unable to register themselves or go to the vaccination stations and get vaccinated. So we thought it will be a good practice from our side to assist the government to do that so that the rollout can be quick.
I think that's the right thing to do, and I think that's absolutely brilliant. How are you assisting in this regard?
So what we've done right now, because at the foundation we deal with young people in different communities where we establish community youth clubs, so we took one of the communities as a pilot kind of a campaign, so we see how it goes. So we started in a community called Fynetown in the south of Johannesburg, where we took our youth club members and get them with the PEEs to protect themselves, and then they go around door to door and asking if there are elderly people who haven't gotten vaccinated and haven't registered, and if they find those, they talk to them and convince them to register. But we don't force them, we just tell them what to do, and then they decide for themselves if they want to register with us, and then we do that with them.
So it's really a personalized approach of going from person to person to try and convince them.
That's incredible. House by house. And then there are those that who knows where, because they live in that community, so they know where are the elderly people around there, so we go directly to them.
And are you seeing success with that approach?
Yes, I think there's been a very huge success, because we started this initiative on Thursday. We targeted one community that is big. It has different sections. So within 3 days, from Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we came up with 108 names of elderly people who haven't got registered and have been waiting for someone to come and assist them. And they were very grateful that we came. So 108 in 3 days, that's the number we managed to get.
I think that's incredible, because that really does show you care on a very personal level. Can this type of model that you are working on be mirrored in other communities? In other words, go to the people who know their community and let them roll out an initiative to do something like this.
Yes, we're actually hoping that people could have learned from what we did, and then take it out into their own communities and do this, because it's doable. We did it. We were not sure at the first place if it will work, but we can see that people are coming out and they're registering. So I would encourage a lot of other youth organizations or any other community organizations to adopt this model and run it in their community. It will help, and it will roll out their vaccination program very quickly.
I also love that the youth are getting involved in this, because it works on so many different levels.
Yes, it's exactly that. They are taking the responsibility. They care for their community. They care for the elderly people in their community. And then they see that it's their turn to look after their elderly people, because this kind of things, the vaccination and coronavirus, is something that is new. And then the elderly people, they take time to grasp it and understand what's happening. They're not sure what the vaccine about and how it will help them, because there's also sentiment of older people getting from young people that the vaccine is dangerous and it can kill them. So it's about young people taking responsibility understanding what is happening and assisting the elderly people in the communities.
Traditionally, the Ahmed Kathrada Foundation hasn't been involved in this type of medical response or, you know, was it a difficult decision or did this flow quite naturally?
It wasn't really a difficult decision. It actually started when we dawned into that wave, this new variant of this virus.
Yeah,
and then we saw that, there's something we can do instead of just sitting at home and doing nothing, because we started canceling all our programs with our youth members and the workshops that we run every weekend. We canceled all those, but we said we could actually come up with an alternative for our young people to be active on the ground and do something. And we thought this would be something that can really help and would do good to the communities. Yes, it's not something that the foundation is traditionally worked on, but then since we deal with young people in different communities, we thought this would be something that can actually contribute to the work that we're doing.
Well, I absolutely love it, and I think these are the types of stories and the types of initiatives that are going to define our COVID-19 response. When we look back at it and we see the good things that came out of it, this is one of them. Dawood Rafalalane, the Youth Coordinator at the Ahmed Kathrada Foundation, thank you for taking the time to speak to us.